This episode is sponsored by SmartVestor. Connect with an investing pro for free at RamseySolutions.com/invest. You're listening to Ramsey Everyday Millionaires, where we talk investing, retirement, building wealth, and outrageous generosity. Well, Rachel, we took a call about paying off the mortgage early, and it's a fun conversation to see what that money can turn into.
Oh, yeah. Invested versus just sending a regular old mortgage payment to the bank.
Yeah. And there's so many mortgage types out there, and most of them are truly just crap. And they're meant to give more money to the banks and lenders and less money in your pocket. And so I want to take a look at an example of the 15-year mortgage, which is the one we recommend, versus the 30-year mortgage, to show people exactly what the numbers look like. And we're not going to get super nerdy. I'm not going to talk amortization schedules, Rachel, but I did want to look at this graph from our blog article on the 15 versus 30. So we're going to look at a $300,000 house. This is back in the day, kids. Let's say you did 20% down on this $300,000 house. That's $60,000. Tracking?
Mm-hmm.
That means you'd get a mortgage for $240,000. So let's look at that same mortgage on a 15-year and a 30-year. And the blue, if you're watching on YouTube, is the mortgage loan. The orange is the amount of interest you pay. So here's the shocking part. On a 15-year fixed rate loan with an interest rate of 3.5%, the monthly payment is $1,700. And the total interest you'd pay is $69,000 if you just paid every single payment perfectly for 15 years.
Right, right.
On the 30-year, you're going to have a higher interest rate at 4%. Now, the payment is lower, which is why most people do it. It's $1,146 instead of $1,716. But the total interest you pay on that 30-year, over 30 years of payments, is $172,000 that you just gave away to the lender.
Yep.
That is shocking.
I mean, almost $100,000 more. And that's, again, I get the interest rate. People are probably like, it's at 6%.
No, sure. Well, the numbers change now, but yeah, it's even worse with a 30-year at 8%.
Right, right. So the math is just magnified.
You're paying $350,000 on that 8% loan. So
that's why we want your mortgage paid off ASAP, because this interest, you guys, I mean, it does. It just, it racks up and you see it.
So you're paying over $100,000 more in interest to have the 30-year over the 15. I know people have great intentions. They say, well, George, I'll pay it off like a 15.
Yeah.
And I'm like, the people that really want to build wealth and they don't want to wait till they're 65, what they're doing is they pay off their 15-year mortgage in 7 or 10 years.
Right, right.
That's the average we found with people who follow the baby steps. Our millionaire study, 10 years is what it takes for them to pay it off.
Yes.
Baby steppers, 7 years on average to pay off their mortgage. And so that's very encouraging to see how much money you can save. And I actually shared this in my book, Rachel. I wanted to see the numbers for myself and my wife when we paid off our home. So you ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
We paid off our mortgage back in 2021, and I did the math on it. We would have shelled out if we paid ours off aggressively in like 26 months because we're weird. But it was on a 15-year fixed rate. If we just made payments for 15 years, we would have paid almost 50 grand in interest. Had we opted for the 30-year loan, we would have paid over $100,000 in interest. So instead, because we paid it off even earlier, we paid just 9 grand in interest crazy.
And you chose well in your home. And that's our big point, you guys. I mean, some people are like, oh my gosh.
Choose a modest, affordable home.
Yes. And we know the housing. We're not completely oblivious to what is going on in the world. Like we understand rates are up, housing prices are up.
And depending on your area, yes, a starter home could be $800,000 in some areas.
Right. So like this is a reality. But the hard thing is, George, is money doesn't have emotion. Money doesn't, math doesn't care. It is what it is. And so you can't justify, okay, I'm going to go and buy a house that's my payment is half of my income just so I can say I have a house. Because you're going to feel screwed every month. It's going to feel like, oh my gosh, we have no money because you have too much house. And so expectations on when you buy a home, what kind of home you buy, have shifted in the last 3 years. And people, even some drastic things, they're moving states even, because they're like, we just can't afford long-term what we want our life to look like because of this. Because again, you guys, it's the math. And that's what we have to always go back to, regardless of how much it sucks. That's the reality. And so we want you to build wealth, get there the fastest, right way. And what we found is when you do a 15-year, it forces you into a formula that makes you pay it off faster, even though you're probably going to pay it off even faster if you're doing the baby steps, which is great. But, you know, it's a hard conversation, George. And what's even difficult about, and I'd be curious just your prediction on this with just the housing market, because in my head, when rates go down, you guys, the demand is suddenly going to open up. Everyone's going to freaking rush to buy a house because rates have gone down. And then that's going to drive the prices up again. Yep. So if you are in a position where you can put, you know, 5% down, 10% down, 20% down, and it's, again, we use the 15-year here at Ramsey because we want you in a formula that's getting you out of debt
quicker.
We don't
like any kind of debt. Yeah. We just won't yell at you if you do a 15-year fixed rate mortgage.
Yeah, and it's, you know, 25% of your take-home pay. That's the formula we use. And you're ready to do it. Because people thought the bottom of the market was going to crash, what, last year? That's what everyone kept saying. And it's like,
it's going to crash.
And it was. We kept saying it's not. It's supply and demand when it comes to this stuff, you guys. And so if you are in a position to buy, having a home is a great investment. We want you to do it the right way, though.
Absolutely. And I understand for those that want to buy a home, it's painful right
it
now.
Sucks.
Let's call
yeah,
it out.
It does.
It but is, it's not it's gonna, harder than the, it was for your parents.
Yes, and the harder thing is, it's not going to get easier.
So make a plan, get out of debt, get the emergency fund, start saving up that down payment, adjust your expectations. This doesn't have to be your dream home. Just get in the game. And that might be a condo or a townhome, and it might be in an area further out from the city, and it may not have all of the accoutrements and the fancy kitchen yeah. island that you dreamed of, but at least you're a homeowner.
Yeah.
And that's a great thing. Be proud of that.
And it's always interesting, George, especially houses, cars, these like big parts of our lifestyle. When you look back, you know, in the 70s and 80s, on average, a square foot of a house was 1,400. Now it's up to like 2,600 on average, right? The average single family home. And so our expectations on life in general, have changed.
If like we don't have the quartz countertop, we're throwing a tizzy fit.
What we've just, categorized as this normal way of living, when you look back, I mean, I look back on childhood pictures of like our home growing up, and I'm like, it's brown carpet. I mean, like, it's just not aesthetically pleasing, but it's okay. And now it's like, you can't even imagine having X, Y, and Z. You know what I mean? Like, because social media, reality TV, I mean, all this stuff we've been painted and this picture of what life should look like has been in front of us for so long that it's normal. And God forbid, you know, kids share the bathroom. Like, I mean, like, oh, you know what yeah. I mean? All of that. So again, it doesn't make it easier, but I think we do have to have some level of grounding to say, gosh, what we expect in life, like it or not, the lifestyle creep thing, it is real from a generational standpoint,
yes.
too.
And you
used to have to wheel down windows, George, in our cars.
That was my first car, Rachel.
You would wheel down a window. And everyone was okay with that. But like, oh my gosh, could you imagine
today?
You
know, it's really embarrassing, though. I'll say this is the worst part about having manual windows. Whenever someone I knew pulled up next to me, and I couldn't reach over far enough to get to the passenger side window to talk to them.
Yes, because you're like, oh,
so I would just like wave at them awkwardly.
I know.
Because I wasn't trying to pull a hamstring.
And think about our cell phones. Nokia, Cricket.
Oh,
that
yeah.
That was it.
Simpler
that was,
times.
It was. No internet. You didn't
just
have email.
Play
but
Snake
now
on the
we're
Nokia brick.
So used to having all the information, everything we want right there in our hands, right? So I mean, like, it's to the little things of our expectations. And I'm part of it, too. I'm guilty of this. So
you're part of the problem.
I may be part of the problem. Not pointing fingers,
me.
But...
No, that's good. That's a
to
good...
To kind of level us out. Yes.
But also, don't make a terrible decision out of fear or, like, this FOMO, or I'll never get a house, so I just need to jump in now.
Right.
Because you'll be the next caller calling the Ramsey Show saying, Rachel, I think I need to sell the house because we're so broke and so stressed. And we go, the home should be a blessing, not a burden. And what happens when you do it before you're ready is it becomes a burden. So, Rachel, you talked about forecasting the 2024 housing market. That's literally the YouTube video I uploaded to my channel today.
Stop it. George, we are like twins. You know how twins,
amazing.
They have the twin thing, they say? You could like feel like that's us, George.
ET energy happening,
George,
on the show today.
It's like brother-sister yeah. energy.
So if you want that,
I can't believe it.
In 8 minutes, you can go to my YouTube channel
you
and watch the forecast of the 2024 housing market.
My
I even
brother
did the,
from another mother,
I
George.
Did the weatherman thing. We got a green screen.
No,
I got
didn't.
To be weatherman on the channel.
How yeah. happy were you?
Talking about like northeasterly winds and cumulus clouds, it brought me so much joy. It's always been a dream of mine, Rachel. If this whole thing falls apart, I'm going to go be a meteorologist.
I'll be traffic.
Guys,
you can be weather.
This is not,
a good
and
team.
Then Ken can be politics commentary. Okay, maybe not. Thanks for tuning in to Ramsey Everyday Millionaires. To learn more about investing, visit RamseySolutions.com/investing or click the link in the show notes. Ramsey Solutions is a paid non-client promoter of participating pros. Learn more at RamseySolutions.com/smartvestor.